Vampires of the Paper Flower Consortium. Intrigue Among Vampires. Preview. Beloved initiates and other listeners, tonight we shall hear a preview of a new book in the Elders of the Paper Flower Consortium series, focused upon my and Pascaline's history, entitled Intrigue Among Vampires. Before I begin, I shall tell you that I feared reading what modern people called spoilers, until I realized that if you are listening, you must be aware that Pascaline and I both faced death to become vampires, so that is not really a spoiler. I shall also warn listeners that I may seem, well, different. You see, in today's parlance, I was not a young woman at all, but a teenage girl, certain that I understood the world and what it meant to be a vampire. But that is all I shall say about that. So let me bring you back to 1686, An Intrigue Among Vampires, Chapter 20, taken from the journal of Loretta de Bankier. 6th of January. Shared Journal. Though no one felt like observing the holidays, we were forced to celebrate Christmas, New Year, and Epiphany with the villagers. Now the celebrations have concluded, and the village is quiet. Pascaline will die before sunrise. I am afraid for my sister, and so jealous. Pascaline. Moisture creeps up my back as I lay upon the cold, thick snow and rest my head on the wet ground. I shiver. Loretta kneels beside my prone figure and holds my hand. I love you, Colette. And I love you. 5 years and a few months isn't long, I said. Agatha opens the lacing on my stomacher and unties my chemise, exposing my breast. She cuts open the flesh and drinks from my heart. I know a thirst without end as blood is drawn from my body. My heart slows. My muscles stiffen and cramp as I grow colder. Agatha cuts open the skin over her heart and bids me to drink. I gulp the salty, coppery liquid. My lips become sticky with it. I swallow again and again. I want more. I want all of it. She is ready, Agatha says. Seeing the blade that will kill me, I freeze. Without a word, Jacob slices open the artery on my neck. Time slows. I scream as a knot forms in my calf. I don't expect such physical agony in the change. My lungs flutter as I draw in my last breath as a human woman. My heart feels stationary, then shudders and beats harder. I hear cries of my people under a king who did not care if they lived or died. I want to save them all. Far away, I see beyond Agatha into a long bloodline. I see the dark pit of the vampire who created her, and the Roman man beyond him, and another woman and another man. An old song that my nurse once sang came into my memory. I feel as light as the girl I had once been. Loretta sings the song in the darkness, leading me back to her. Jacob hums with her, though he is a beat behind. I sense the pressure of cold fingers as Agatha gently washes blood away from my breasts and lips. Agatha taps my shoulder. Come back, my daughter in blood. my name firstborn, Pascaline de Banquier, legitimate daughter of Jacob Christian Banquier, Count of Limousin, and his wife, Countess Agatha. With Agatha's hand in mind, I rise. I wobble on my feet. My muscles ache. Agatha gives me another cup of her blood, and Jacob offers a cup of his. My muscles tighten again. When I take my first unneeded breath, I am strong. Strong enough for my vengeance. I want to gallop like a colt. I want to feel the wind in my hair. I identify Loretta's rapid heartbeat and pulse, and am frightened of the wanton urge to taste the sweet, vital blood rushing through my sister's veins. Agatha is correct, Loretta. Some changes are strange. You've become strong, my daughter. Do you sense mental changes? Agatha asked. I pinched my brow. I don't think so, Maman. How do you control bloodlust? I feel. A vampire's life is one of control, my daughter. It becomes habitual. Get a rabbit if you need more blood for the night. Loretta, remain in my room until your sister learns to control herself around humans. Why must I wait, Maman? Loretta asks. Please, change me now. Agatha pats her hand. You must wait. The years no doubt seem long to you, Jacob says, but in the centuries of your existence, these years are nothing. The other vampires speak in good sense to my sister. She trusts them. I do not. It isn't fair, Loretta says. None of that now, ma petite. Agatha puts her arm around my sister's shoulders and draws her close. Let us discuss gowns, ribbons, and other things you need to meet this fashionable King Louis. I watch them go. My heart weeps for Celeste, but my eyes are dry. Little Celeste and I will never see each other again. But she will find her father, who loved her more than life. I will never go to heaven. Not because I am an immortal, but because I will be killing whoever I meet in my former Paris townhouse. In that, I feel utter delight. I hope you enjoyed the preview. Of course, Jacob and Agatha were correct in not changing me at that moment, but that's a story for another time. Good night, beloved initiates. And sleep the sleep of the dead. Intrigue Among Vampires, written by Elizabeth Gazzetti, is available now on ebook at Amazon, on hardback or paperback in your favorite bookstore. Audiobook will come later this year. The amazing intro and outro music was written by Evan Witt. And you can learn more about his work at www.wittynotes.com. Thank you for listening.